Christ gives us several parables this morning to teach us about the kingdom of heaven. One of those parables says that the kingdom is like yeast that a woman mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour. 3 measures of wheat flour would have been about 50 pounds. So she's making a pretty good batch of bread here. And a little bit of yeast has the power to make this entire batch rise. And what that conveys to us is the kingdom of heaven is powerful. And when we look at the human race, the kingdom of heaven has the power to elevate the entire human race up above the filth of sin and of darkness, and to elevate mankind and to raise them to the life of grace, and ultimately to lift them up to salvation. We have a war that's raging in the streets and in the hearts of Americans right now. And it's a battle between 2 very different worldviews. As Christians, we believe in the power of the kingdom of heaven. That the grace of Jesus Christ that comes to us through the Catholic Church is transformative. And it's the grace of God that purifies and elevates the human race and brings goodness into the world. And we believe that if we build virtue and if we focus on strengthening the family and strengthening our Catholic parishes, that this is going to be the foundation for a just and flourishing society in this world and will lead us to eternal life in the next. You know, we believe in the sanctity of all human life. And we believe in mutual respect, integrity, and individual responsibility. We believe in a nation where people are given religious freedom so that they can live out their faith in the public sphere. There is another worldview that seeks to transform our nation through a violent revolution. These are individuals who seek their own political power because they want to take control so that they can force their own agenda and their own worldview upon everyone. You know, these are leaders who say, quote, "If this country doesn't give us what we want, we'll burn down this system and replace it." And these are people who say, quote, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another." So they want to dismantle the family unit. And instead of young people being raised in families and receiving their values from the family unit, they receive their values from collective social organizations. And these are the same leaders that say, quote, "We are trained Marxists." All of these quotes came from the leaders of Black Lives Matter, which is an organization that has captured the hearts of many Americans who were rightly outraged by the death of George Floyd. But this is an organization that has a very different goal than protecting black lives. If that was their goal, then they would be focused on the number of African Americans who are losing their lives through violence in our inner cities each day. And they'd be focused on the number of African Americans who lose their lives through abortion. But this is a different organization. Marxism is the foundation of communism. You know, they are atheists who believe in the violent overthrow of governments in order to bring about a godless society. And that's a society where individual rights are not respected, where people are simply a means to the end of the government, and the government can do whatever they want to their people and inflict whatever evil upon their people that they see fit in order to accomplish their goals. And because we as members of the Catholic Church believe in the sanctity of human life, communism will always be opposed to Christianity. And that's why Marxist countries try and exterminate Christianity, and they attack the family unit, and they violently persecute religion because they want to replace religion with the power of the state. The promises of Marxism are false promises. No utopia is going to come about through abolishing God from our society and eliminating individual freedom. If we look at what happened with the genocides in the Soviet Union, we can get a snapshot of what Marxism would bring to our own nation. But unfortunately, Marxism is spreading quite rampantly through our country. Young people are embracing socialism in large numbers, in large part because they don't understand what socialism is. They think that it's just us getting free stuff from the government, and they want free stuff, so they support it. But that's not what Marxism is. And I just, a couple days ago, you know, my nieces and nephews were around and there were some cartoons on the TV. And I noticed that one of the commercials on this children's TV show was supporting Marxist organizations. It was targeting children in order to begin to indoctrinate them into Marxism. And I don't watch much TV, so maybe this is common, but it was a little shocking to me that on a regular kids network that there would be Marxist propaganda. And the Marxists have overtaken our mainstream media. They've been the ones who have been inciting rioting in the streets of our cities. And many politicians are supportive or sympathetic to these causes. And they're even going so far as to release prisoners in big cities as violent crime surges and innocent people and even innocent children are getting gunned down in cold blood. And at the same time, they're crying out to defund police departments in order to wreak more havoc so the population will be defenseless against this violence. Because when the elections come this November, they want people to be so scared and so afraid that they vote into power the very individuals who have brought about this mayhem within our streets. Marxism is incompatible with Christianity. Seizing political power through violence is not the path to goodness. The path to goodness comes through the kingdom of heaven. That's where true power comes. It's individuals who dedicate their lives to Jesus Christ and to serving him, and who are willing to lay down their lives in charity for the good of others. What's going to happen with the direction of our nation is, in large part, outside of our control. But what is within our control is our ability to recognize good and evil and to become instruments of good within our families, within our parishes, and within our local communities. The leaven spreads quickly through saints. It's through saints that the grace of God can work in powerful ways and can transform and elevate and purify an entire society. And so our hope as a nation, our hope is in holiness. And so we as Christians cannot be lukewarm at a time like this. Our hope is to become saints. That's what our world needs. Our world needs an army of saints so that we have more people out in the streets in Eucharistic processions, and we have more people coming to church to worship God, and we have more people in Eucharistic adoration than we have coming out to riot in the streets. And so that is our hope as a nation. Our hope is in the strength of Christianity and the power of the kingdom of heaven. And so the challenge for us is to become saints. That's what we need. And that's a challenge for each and every one of us.